you're not only dealing with physical problems when a chimp comes to you, but sometimes you're dealing with equally horrific mental problems. And I'm thinking of one particular chimp here named Boogie. He was one of two chimps confiscated from terrible conditions in a traveling circus from Egypt. If you could tell me about the mental problems that Boogie had.
I think what was so funny about him, it's a lovely story, actually. The girl who found these chimps went to the circus. She had been told that there was one chimp. So she knelt down in front of this cage, and she was talking to this chimp when she heard this knocking. And she looked up over the cage, and suddenly this hand lifted up over this cage backwards, and the chimp that she was talking to put her hand up and got hold of the one behind her. There was another chimp in the cage behind, but they were separated in these boxes, and that was terrible, just to see these two hands above the cage just holding on to each other and
desperate for contact.
Yes. And those are the two chimps that came. She brought the chimps, and he saw grass and couldn't put his feet on it. You know, he didn't know what it was. He stepped out of a cage and kept putting his foot down and lifting it up. Oh, you know, what is this? It's awful to see that sort of thing, but they have been locked in cages for so long, and they just don't know anything about the outside world. But I think the most awful thing is that they're isolated. They're in this cage on their own. But it's amazing how these two found a way to contact each other.
And what was the process of mental rehabilitation, really, for Boogie? How did that
Well, begin? There were two of them together, and this is a big issue, because they sort of give each other comfort and help each other through these traumas. I had another chimp come that for a solid month, all you could hear was her back hitting a wall every time she got near a wall and her head hitting the wall. She took about 6 weeks, and then one day came out and did cartwheels across the lawn, and we realised she was all right, you know. But they are so resilient. They get over these things. They just need the proper environment to help them get over it.